you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Today on Career Talk, we explore the field of dermatology with practicing dermatologist Dr. Heather Brown. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Well, dermatologists are involved not just with the diseases or disorders of the skin, but also the hair and nails, which are considered the appendages of the skin. And when we're talking about skin here, we mean from the top of the head, including the scalp, the external genitalia, right down to the tip of the toes.
Dr. Heather Brown, practicing dermatologist. Common issues treated by dermatologists include acne, eczema, and fungal infections of the hair and nails. Dr. Brown says anyone interested in becoming a dermatologist must first understand that it is a specialty within the field of medicine, and so the journey to get into dermatology begins in medical school.
A dermatologist is a medical doctor, and there are other areas that relate to the skin. And I think sometimes people confuse the fact that you have nail technicians and other people who are involved in the skin and wonder sometimes if the dermatologist is perhaps in that category. But a dermatologist is a fully qualified, fully trained doctor.
Dr. Brown completed her undergraduate medical training at the University of the West Indies and began postgraduate dermatology training at the dermatology ward of the University Hospital of the West Indies. To complete her training, however, she had to go overseas to London for further specialized training.
To this point, we are still not able to train dermatologists completely in Jamaica, although you can get some skin experience at the University of the West Indies. So everybody who is trained as a dermatologist has to go overseas for their specialist training. I think the majority of the doctors practicing in Jamaica obtained their specialist training somewhere in the United Kingdom and typically at the University of London as well as the University of Cardiff in Wales. But you can also do graduate training in the United States.
Dermatology is a subspecialty of the field called internal medicine, and so postgraduate studies should involve exposure to internal medicine, followed by even more specialized training in dermatology proper. Dr. Brown says dermatology training can take up to 7 years to complete. Dermatology has numerous areas of specialization, all of which can be equally fulfilling.
It has been a fulfilling experience. The nice thing about dermatology, I guess like all the other specialties, is that you can take it where you want it to go. So there are some dermatologists who have more of an interest in the cosmetic aspect of dermatology. That is to say, you know, making the skin, you know, prettier. There are some of us who have an interest in fungal infections. Some have an interest in disorders of the hair. The point is that there is just that little niche in dermatology for everybody.
She adds that the outlook for the profession in Jamaica appears bright as long as upcoming dermatologists keep diverse areas of specialization and also try to spread the practices across the country.
So I think the future is really one, selecting the area in dermatology that you focus on wisely, and two, selecting where you position yourself to practice wisely as well. I think both of those will ensure that whatever it is you do, you will be well off.
Dr. Heather Brown, practicing dermatologist.
Students, when you're selecting a tertiary academic institution, check the UCJ's listings of registered institutions and accredited programs. Access quality education. Know before you enroll. Call the University Council of Jamaica at 920-1424 for more information. The UCJ, assuring quality in tertiary education.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. Until next week, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer saying join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.